Welcome to your English class. This is the second module of your English lesson, The Little Girl, from your textbook, First Flight. In the first module, as an introduction to this lesson, we have discussed the author at great length and we have understood her contribution to English literature. We have also discussed the main character of the story, the little girl. And we have seen that her name is Kezia. We also discussed the other character, an important character of the story, that is Kezia's father. We understood the family atmosphere of Kezia, the relationship between Kezia and her father, the relationship between Kezia and her grandmother, and the relationship between Kezia and her father. So, as an introduction, I have told you that Kezia's relation, her interaction with her father was not very cordial, because Kezia's father belonged to the wrong kind of parents, because he used to criticize her for each and everything, maybe because of his over-enthusiasm to develop the personality of the girl and to develop this little girl into a perfect person. She was criticized very often. She was threatened. Her father used to tell her mother that Kezia should be taken to the doctor. And we all know that for small children, in many cases, the doctors are something like a person who is eagerly waiting to give them an injection. A doctor meant pain to small children. But at the same time, there was a very healthy and a very close relationship. That was the relationship between Kezia and her grandmother. We understood that Kezia's grandmother was a very nice lady. She was full of love and compassion. She was very wise. She was very understanding. She was an experienced lady. So this grandmother, she wanted Kezia to develop a very good relation with her son and her daughter-in-law. She was looking for an opportunity to initiate a chat, a conversation, a proper communication between Kezia on one side and her parents on the other. So one day, this grandmother found Kezia's parents were sitting in the drawing room and they were spending time together. So she called Kezia to her and she wanted Kezia to go to the drawing room and to chat with her parents. Kezia accepted that, because we know that Kezia could not reject any suggestion given by her loving grandmother. Obeying the suggestion of the grandmother, Kezia walked very slowly and little reluctantly to her parents. And when she reached the drawing room, she found her parents there. She sat near them, expecting to start a conversation with them. But what she found was total indifference from her parents. Her father was trying to sleep, he was stretching on the sofa, or he was pretending to be sleeping, and her mother ignored her. She kept herself very busy. She had 100 things to do. The poor girl, Kasia, returned to her grandmother. But here the grandmother was not such a person to accept defeat so quickly. So she decided to try on another occasion. Many days and weeks passed. Then this grandmother understood that her son's birthday was approaching. So she called Kasia and suggested to Kasia that she should prepare a pin cushion for her father and present that to him as a birthday gift. Kasia liked that idea very much. So she found some very fine piece of cloth and she started making the pin cushion casing. She stitched the three sides of the pin cushion casing. Now what she wanted was some soft material, something like cotton or some such soft things to stuff the pin cushion casing. She started searching for something like cotton, some soft cloth, something suitable for stuffing the pincushion casing. Everywhere she searched. Searched and searched, she reached the room of her mother. And she found there some sheets of paper. She took them and she tore them off into small pieces. She stuffed those small pieces of paper and filled the pincushion casing. Later, she stitched the fourth side of the pincushion casing and she was so happy. She completed the making of the gift and she sat holding the pincushion in her hand, dreaming of the great joy and the smiling face of her father. She dreamt of the moment she would give him as his birthday gift this pincushion casing. But soon something very painful for Kasia was waiting to happen. Kasia's father began to shout and taken everyone at home to task, asking everyone to find out some of his very important papers he kept somewhere in the home. Everyone in the family, Kasia's grandmother, Kasia's mother, the servant lady, everyone started searching for those papers in each and every nook and corner of the home. But they could not find. Finally, Kasia's mother called Kasia near her. And Kasia was questioned like an investigation officer. Her mother questioned her. And at the end of the questioning, she found that Kasia was responsible behind the disappearance of those important papers. Being an innocent girl, Kasia could not understand that those sheets of papers, they were very important. Kasia confessed to her mother what she did. She told her that it was out of her ignorance she did that. She tore those sheets of paper into pieces. But her mother was not ready to listen. She was also burning with anger, like her husband. She pulled and pulled her to her husband. And her husband knew only to shout and to burn with anger. He shouted at Kezia and ordered her to come to him. Kezia, shivering with fear, reached and stood in front of her father. Her father took a ruler and began to hit her palms. Imagine the condition of this little girl, Kezia, who received many hits. It was her heart which was wounded more than her palm. She started crying and crying. Later, the crying turned to sobbing. In the pain of that moment, she even thought, what did God make fathers for? Whether God has made all these fathers to punish their little children? She could not understand. And the only person who came to Kezia was her grandmother. She came close to her, took her to her side, and consoled and comforted her. She explained to Kezia that one day her father would understand and improve. Kezia could not understand those things. She could not stand the pain. She was undergoing two pains at the same time. Pain in her mind and heart, and pain that she experienced in her tender little palm. Days and weeks passed, and one evening she was standing near the fencing and looked towards the next compound. Mr. McDonald's, they were living in the next plot. And she found there the neighbor, Mr. McDonald. He was playing with all his five children on the lawn. They were running one after the other, trying to catch and pull one another. Some of them were falling down, shouting. There was joy and laughter. The father was enjoying with the children, and the children were enjoying with the father. Mr. McDonald did not look like a father in that group. He looked like any other child. She understood that there are fathers like Mr. McDonald. At the same time, she understood that there are fathers like her father. This day was an eye-opening day for Kezia, because this sight of her neighbors, Mr. McDonald's, playing with all the children, it convinced Kezia that all fathers are not alike. Some fathers are very unique. Some are very loving and caring, like the neighbor, Mr. McDonald. At the same time, there are some fathers, like Kezia's father, who always kept all his eyes to see the mistakes of others, especially the little child, Kezia. he had no insight to understand that Kesia was a small child. Okay, children? The remaining part of the story we will discuss in the next module. Thank you.